B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're going to start 10 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Omer Abchia bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Loi lakoil Omer Rabbi Eliezer machshirei mitzvah doichines ha-mitzvah. Doichines ha-Shabbos. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshirei mitzvah, for example, the Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Machshirei mitzvah is the preparation for the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is the mitzvah itself. So we know that the mitzvah itself is Deicha Shabbos, and we're going to learn on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis what the source of that is. But the question is the preparations for the mitzvah, for example, chopping wood in order to prepare the tools, the metal tools, that you need in order to do the mitzvah smila. Are they also Deicha Shabbos, even though they could have been done before Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer holds that they are Deicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer did not have a single source which is creating a blanket rule over all mitzvahs that machshirei mitzvah, preparations for mitzvahs, are Deicha Shabbos. Rather, each mitzvah that Rabbi Eliezer holds that its preparations are Deicha Shabbos has a unique and exclusive source of its own. Shehari, Shtei Halechem. We know that on Shavuos there was a mitzvah to offer up two breads onto them as a korban, so to speak, as a korban. Shtei alechem chivas hayom hein. It was a mitzvah to bring it on Shavuos, even if it's Shabbos. V'loy lomdon Rebbe Eliezer elo migzeres shava. And even the machshirei mitzvah, even the preparation of those breads, the mitzvah itself was to offer them as a korban. Not that the Shtei Alechem themselves were put on the Mizbeach. They were chametz. They were not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach, but they were considered a korban. They had to be baked on Shavuos. And not only were they allowed to be baked on Shavuos, even if it's on Shabbos, but all the preparations of these breads, which included cutting down the wheat, it included possibly grinding, and all the other preparations. So where did we know that they're also muta? So the Gemara says it was actually learnt out from Gzeirah Shava from the Korban Omer, which was a Korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, that they're also, it's learnt out from Psukim that all the preparations of the Omer were also allowed to be done on Shabbos. And over there we learn out from a Pasuk, Bechorish v'akotzir tishbois, that only Ktsira, cutting down, which is not for a mitzvah, is not allowed on Shabbos, but for a mitzvah, for example, the Korban Omer, where there was a mitzvah to cut down the tvua, the produce, and offer it up as a korban, or it was used together with the Korban Omer, then that was allowed on Shabbos. So the fact that we need to learn Shtei Alechem from Omer, it seems that there's no one source that allows all machshirei mitzvah to be doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, "V'lo ilomdon Rebbe Eliezer elo migzeres shava." The machshirei mitzvah of Shtei Alechem, which is doicha Shabbos, is learned out from Omer. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, minayin lemachshirei Shtei Alechem shedoichin es haShabbos. How do we know that you're allowed to even do the preparations of the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos, even though they involve doing melachos that are otherwise osur on Shabbos? Because Nemra, it says in the parasha of Omer, Havo'o b'Omer. The word Havo'o, to bring, is said in the parasha of the Omer. It says, V'heveisem es Omer reishis katzirichem elakoyen. V'ne'emra Havo'o, and the word Havo'o is also used b'Shtei Alechem. In the psukim of the Shtei Alechem, that it says, in the pasuk of the Shtei Alechem, Mi moish v'yseichem tovi'u lechem tenufa. Ma Havo'o ha'mura b'Omer, in the same way as regarding the Korban Omer, machshirin doichines ha-Shabbos, even preparing the Omer one's allowed to do on Shabbos, af Havo'o ha'mura b'Shtei Alechem, so too the word Havo'o that it says with the Shtei Alechem, machshirin doichines ha-Shabbos, one's even allowed to prepare the Korban of the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos. So we see from here that regarding Korban Omer and Shtei Alechem, they have unique psukim that allow us to even prepare them on Shabbos. And says the Gemara, Umufni. Whenever you have a Gzeir Shova, then there's a number of different options. We have, it's a Masayra, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we have a word here, and we compare the two. Since we have a similar term used in two psukim, we say that the halachas of here are similar to the halachas of here. But sometimes one of those words is not really is not really mufna, it's not really left over. Mufna means that it's spare, so to speak. It's as if we don't know why it's written there, other than for the use of Gzeira Shava. Now, sometimes that word used in one of the psukim is spare, so to speak, and sometimes both of them. If they're both spare, then it's a much stronger Gzeira Shava. And even if you would have a type of question, a refutation, you can ask that you cannot really compare two psukim together. If they are both mufna, everyone agrees we cannot ask a refutation on it. If only one of them are mufna, then it's a discussion whether one can refute it. If neither of them are mufna, you can say Gzeira Shava, but only until you have a good question. When you have a good question saying that the two should not be similar, we would not learn the Gzeira Shava. So the Gemara says, Umufni. In this Gzeira Shava, it must be that at least one of them are mufna. De'i loy mufna, because in the event that both of them are not really spare, that means if we would need both words vaheveisem just because you need it for the flow of what you're trying to say, ikele mifroch, then I can actually refute the Gzeira Shava. Ma lo oimer shekeine motza kotzur. Koitzer, regarding the oimer, even if you already had the produce that was already cut from beforehand, nonetheless, koitzer, there's a mitzvah to cut. The cutting itself is not preparing the mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah itself. Toimer, you're going to learn from there, b'shtei alechem, that cutting down the produce you need for the shtei alechem on shvuos, shei motza kotzur, einoi koitzer, the halacha is there that if you have produce that's already been cut from before shvuos, you do not cut specially more produce on shvuos. You're going to learn out from there the Gzeira Shava. And the reason we're not asking this question is because one of them are left over. Which one? Says the Gemara Lo'i. You're right, indeed. Afnuya mufna. In one of the psukim, the word vehevesa is actually not needed in its own context, and therefore you can use it for Gzeira Shava, and that will protect the Gzeira Shava from having a refutation asked against it. Mechtiksiv, vehevesem es oimer, reishes katsircha melakoyen. Since it says vehevesem es oimer, reishes katsircha melakoyen, then the words miyoim haviyachem lomoli. Why do I need to say again miyoim haviyachem, especially by the Oimer, in order to tell us that we can learn this Gzeira Shava? Shma minol afnuya. This word haviyachem that is said a second time in the parasha of the Oimer is actually not needed in its own context. We use it exclusively for the Gzeira Shava. Asks the Gemara, v'kate mufna mitzad echotu. It's only mufna on one of the psukim, but only the vehevesem, the havo of Oimer is mufna. V'shaminon, we know from a Gemara in Yevamos, v'shaminon lel Rebbe Eliezer, we know that Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, the Omer mufna mitzad echod, lemeidin umeshivin. Rebbe Eliezer says that even a Gzeira Shava, which one of the psukim is left, there's a word left over there to be used as a Gzeira Shava, if the other pasuk is not the mufna, then we can still ask a refutation. Over here we have a refutation, only the Hava by Oimer is mufna, so why can we not refute the Gzeira Shava? Says the Gemara, Taviu Ribuyehu, that even the word Hava that it says in the parasha of the Shtei Alechem is also extra. We don't need it because it already says that you have to bring the korban of the Shtei Alechem in another pasuk, and since both have voice, also by the Oimer, also by the Shtei Alechem, are mufna, you can learn a Gzeira Shava, and you cannot refute the Gzeira Shava. And in the same way as Katsira is allowed by the Oimer, Katsira is also allowed by the Shtei Alechem, and by the Shtei Alechem, the Katsira is Machshirei Mitzvah. So you see that Machshirei Mitzvah, preparing for the Mitzvah of the Shtei Alechem, is allowed even on Shabbos. And now the Gemara is going back to what we started with at the beginning of the Gemara today, where we said there that Omer Abchir bar Abba Omer B'Yechanon Loi Lekol Omer B'Eliezer Machshir Mitzvah Deichenes HaShabbos. Not, we do not have a blanket rule that all mitzvahs that are done on Shabbos, one is allowed to prepare the mitzvahs on Shabbos. And it seems from there that for all those mitzvahs that we are Deichah Shabbos for the preparation of the mitzvahs, you have a unique posuk. But it seems that there's some mitzvahs that are done on Shabbos where we are not allowed to prepare for those mitzvahs. Let's see what that was coming to exclude. Which mitzvah are you not allowed to prepare for, according to Rebbe Eliezer? Lim'ute mai, asks the Gemara, what are you coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, ilei melim'ute lulav, Are you going to say that preparing for lulav, which means all the arba minim of Sukkos, you're not allowed to prepare for the arba minim if it incurs chilul Shabbos? V'otanya, we learned explicitly in the Braisa, lulav v'chol machshirov doichines haShabbos divi Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer maintains that arba minim, all the arba minim, not only are you allowed to do the mitzvah on Shabbos, you're also allowed to prepare for it on Shabbos. So you see explicitly that Rebbe Eliezer holds you're allowed to prepare for the mitzvah of arba minim on Shabbos. And we'll see soon what the source is. But that's not what he was excluding when we said, loy l'chol, omer Rebbe Eliezer machshir mitzvah doichines haShabbos. Ve'elolim utei sukkah. Sukkah is another mitzvah that can be done on Shabbos and is done on Shabbos. Is one allowed to prepare sukkah on Shabbos, even though it incurs Chilul Shabbos? Maybe that is what we said, that's what we meant, that you're not allowed to prepare for this mitzvah because we don't have a source. Says the Gemara, no. V'otanya sukkah v'chol machshireo doichines haShabbos divi Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says even the preparation for sukkah is doichines haShabbos. So that cannot be the mitzvah that Rebbe Eliezer says that machshir mitzvah is not doichines haShabbos. Ve'elolim utei matzah. How about preparing for matzah? Maybe there it's not doichines haShabbos. No, v'otanya matzah v'chol machshireo doichines haShabbos divi Rebbe Eliezer. Even preparing for matzah, you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos according to Rebbe Eliezer. Ve'elolim utei shofar. Maybe to exclude shofar. There's a mitzvah to blow shofar, but who says preparing for the shofar if it incurs chilul Shabbos? Maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. No. V'otanya shofar v'chol machshirov doichines haShabbos divi Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer has a source, which we're soon going to see what it is, that even regarding shofar, you can be doichines haShabbos to prepare it. Omer Rav Adi Bar Av is going to tell us which mitzvahs, indeed, according to Rebbe Eliezer, are not doichines haShabbos in their preparation. You can do the mitzvah on Shabbos, but you cannot prepare for the mitzvah on Shabbos. It happens to be that doing the mitzvah, it also does not incur chilul Shabbos, but preparing the mitzvah would not be mutar in the event that it incurs chilul Shabbos. Lim'utei tzitzis letalisoi u'mezuzo lepischoi. Tzitzis you do on Shabbos, mezuzah on your home you have on Shabbos. Are you allowed to knot the tzitzis? Are you allowed to attach the mezuzah on your home on Shabbos? No. Even though they are preparation for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos. Tanya na mihochi, we have a braisa to that effect. V'shovin and sheim tzieit talisoi. V'oso mezuzah lepischoi shuchayev. It's clear that if you tie strings onto your four-cornered garment in complying with halachas of tzitzis on Shabbos, or you attach a mezuzah to your home, to your door frame on Shabbos, you chayev, they are not doichines haShabbos. My tama, why indeed not? Omer v'yosef lefisha ein kavu alem zman. These two mitzvahs, the reason that we do not have a source for them to be doichines haShabbos is because they don't have a fixed time. All the other mitzvahs we mentioned, lulav, sukkah, matzah, shofar, the Shtealechem, the Omer, and Mila, they all have a fixed time. And therefore, if the time is on Shabbos, you can do it on Shabbos and prepare for it on Shabbos, even if there's Chilul Shabbos. But these two mitzvahs, mezuzah and tzitzis, they don't have a fixed time. And therefore, since they don't have a fixed time, there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos. Omele Abaya questions Rav Yosef and says, Adarabba, mida ein kavu alem zman. On the contrary, since they don't have a fixed time, kol shaito v'shaito zimnehu. Every minute is their time. It should have the same halachas as those mitzvahs that do have a fixed time. Elo omer Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok, v'item Rav Huna b'reider of Yeshua, hoil u'b'yodoi lafkiron. You have a way of not doing the mitzvah. How can you not do the mitzvah? If you have a four-cornered garment and there's a requirement to put the tzitzis on, then you're only required to do it because it's your garment. But if you are mafgir, if you just resolve the ownership on it and you say, I'm no more the owner of this beged, then you're not chayiv to put tzitzis. And if you are mafgir your home, you're not chayiv to put mezuzah on it. And since it's possible to not do the mitzvah, it's possible to get out of doing the mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. It's not like lulav, sukkah, matzah, shofar that you have to do the mitzvahs. These two, you do not have to do them. Since you have a way of getting out of doing them, then you're not allowed to do them at the expense of chilul Shabbos. And obviously, the big question on this Gemara is what's the question, my tama, why are you not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to prepare these mitzvahs? The whole theme of the Gemara has been that you can only be mechal Shabbos for those mitzvahs that you have a source for them. And these two mitzvahs, if we don't have a pasuk, then you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to prepare them. Why do we need a reasoning? What's the my tama? And Rav Yosef says one reason, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok says a different reason. Why do we need a reason? So Tosfos asks the question. So Ramban and the Miuchas Laran answer the way we explained it, that the Gemara is explaining why the Torah didn't allow it. Why is there no source? Others, Tosfos for example, answers that we would really be able to learn mezuzah and tzitzis from these mitzvahs that we're about to learn, lulav, sukkah, matzah, shofar, etc. And the reason that we do not learn it, the Chachomim do not say learn it out from those, is because of these reasons that the Gemara just gave now. And now the Gemara is going to continue bringing what the proofs and the psukim are that lulav, sukkah, matzah, and shofar, indeed one can be mechalal Shabbos even just for the preparations of those mitzvahs, according to Rebbe Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, lulav, the arba minim, lulav esrig, hadasim, and arovus, the kol machshirov, and anything it takes to prepare them, doichin es haShabbos, they override Shabbos. Divi Rebbe Eliezer, minaole le Rebbe Eliezer ha, where does Rebbe Eliezer know this from? Imi oimer ushtei alechem. Let's remember, we saw in a previous Gemara that oimer and shtei alechem, preparing them, overrides Shabbos. So we always have a question. There's a concept called a memotzinu. If we find a concept in one place, we can learn from there to everywhere else, to anything similar, unless there's a reason to believe that there it should be Doicha Shabbos and here not. So we're trying now to say that why do you need to look for a posuk that lulav is Doicha, the machshirei lulav is Doicha Shabbos? Why can't we learn it out straight from a memotzinu from Oimer and Shtei Alechem? Says the Gemara, Imi Oimer v'Shtei Alechem, Shekein Tzorich Kavoya. No, there's a unique chumra that applies to Oimer and Shtei Alechem that does not apply to Lulav, and that is that both of them are hektish, they are korbonus, or they are part of a korban. And therefore, that's why they are Doicha Shabbos. But you cannot bring proof from them to Lulav, which is not Tzorich Kavoya, it's not for Hekdush, and maybe over there you're not Doicha Shabbos. Elo Omar Kro, I have a posuk. The posuk says, Bayoim. The posuk says, Olekachtem Lochem Bayoim Horishoin. Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. From the word Bayoim, we learn on that day, no matter what day it is. Even if it's Shabbos, you take the Arba Minim. Ulamai Hilchasa. We know that the word Bayoim says even on Shabbos. Why do we need a posuk in the Torah to tell me that you can take lulav on Shabbos? Ilem, are you suggesting the tiltul to allow you to move it? We know that normally things that grow that don't really have another use, they would be mukta. And we need a posuk to say that even though a lulav and an estrog and adasim and arovas would be mukta, nonetheless you're allowed to shake the lulav. Says the Gemara, Itzuch Krol and Mishra Tiltul. Do I need a posuk to say that Muktzah can be moved on Shabbos? The whole concept of Muktzah is only Midrabbonon. Min HaTorah, the Torah doesn't know of such a concept of Muktzah. So I don't need a posuk to say that I'm allowed to move Muktzah. Elon Amachshirov. It must be that the word Bayoim is there to teach me that even in preparing for the mitzvah and in preparing for Arba Minim, it could incur Isurim Do'iraisa. And to teach us that Machshirei Lulav Adoicha Shabbos, we learn that from Ubayoim, asks the Gemara of Rabbonon, the Chachomim who are Choylik on Rebbe Eliezer, and they say Machshirei Mitzvah are not Doicha Shabbos. What do they do with the word Bayoim? Hahu miboyele Bayoim v'loy belaylo. We need a posuk to tell us that Lulav is only taken in the day. And Lulav, you cannot do the Mitzvah of Lulav at night. The Rebbe Eliezer, how does Rebbe Eliezer know that lulav is only by day and not by night if the word bayoimi tells us every day, not only a weekday, even Shabbos? Rebbe Eliezer, bayoim v'loi balai lo minole. Where does he learn it from? Nafkum le. He learns it from a different posuk referring to lulav. It says, me usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. It says that you have to be happy in front of Hashem, and that's with Arba Minim, 7 days, it says Yomim, Yomim v'loy leilois. asks the Gemara, that the Chachomim, who they learn out from Bayoim, that Yoim v'loilayla, what do they do with Shivas Yomim? V'rabonon itzrich. I need the Yomim. Solkadaitechamina, I may have thought, Neilaf Shivas Yomim misuka. I learn out the 7 days of Lulav from the 7 days of Sukkah. Malalon, in the same way as Sukkah. Yomim vafilu leilois, when it says in the pasuk of by sukkah is teishu shivas yomim, it's including the nights. Afkan may be here too regarding lulav. Yomim vafilu leilois, komash malon. That's why we have the extra word that says by lulav, that it says in the pasuk v'smachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, to tell me only in the day, not in the night. Says the Gemara, now that I have a pasuk to tell us, according to Rebbe Eliezer, to tell us that Machshirei Mitzvah, Machshirei Lulav, Doicha Shabbos, maybe we can use that as a rule, as a Me'er Motzinu for all the others. And then I don't need to say it by Oimer, and I don't need to say it by Shtei Alechem. Says the Gemara, V'lichtoiv Rachmona B'lulav, V'neisu Hanoch, V'nilfu Minei. Just say it by Lulav, and we'll know, we'll learn it from the rest. Says the Gemara, no, you cannot learn from Lulav, because Lulav has its own Chumrah. Mishum de ikal mifrach, you can refute that. Ma'al lulav shekein ton arba minim. Lulav is the only mitzvah that's not a standalone, just a single mitzvah. There's four minim there. There's four parts. There's four species that take part in the one mitzvah that is unique to lulav, and maybe that's why it's doicha Shabbos. But all the other mitzvahs that do not have arba minim, maybe they're not doicha Shabbos. That's why they need their own pasuk. Continues the Gemara. Sukkah v'chol machshireh odeichin es ha-Shabbos, Dibri Rebbe Eliezer, we saw that not only Oimer, not only Shtei Alechem, not only Lulav, but also Sukkah, according to Rebbe Eliezer, machshireh Sukkah, preparing for Sukkah, even if it involves Chilul Shabbos, overrides Shabbos. Dibri Rebbe Eliezer, minole il Rebbe Eliezer ho, where does Rebbe Eliezer learn this from? Im Oimer u'Shtei Alechem, are they going to learn it out from the Gzeru Shav of Oimer u'Shtei Alechem we saw before? Shekein tzayrach kavoyahu. I cannot learn from there because they have a unique chiddush, a unique chumrah. They are tzayrach kavoya. They are hektish. Imi lulav, do you want to learn out from lulav? Shekein ton arba minim. Lulav has its own unique property that it's got four minim, four species. So you can't learn out sukkah from there. Elo, we need a pasuk, gomar shivas yomim bilulav. We learn out sukkah from lulav. Mal halon, in the same way as lulav, we just saw machshira of doichin es ha-shabos. Afkan so too regarding Sukkah, Nami Machshirei Odeichin Es HaShabbos. Asks the Gemara, V'lichtei V'rachmona B'Sukkah V'Neisi Hanoch V'Nigmor Minei. Why don't we just write Sukkah, and obviously Lulav also has to be written because Sukkah is learned from Lulav as we just saw. It should just say Sukkah and Lulav, and the other two, being Oimer and Shtei Alechem, should be learned from them. Mishum de ikal mifrach, mala sukkah shekeinu heges balaylo kebayomim. Sukkah also has a unique property in as much as that the mitzvah of sukkah has to be done even at night. All the others we mentioned are not done at night also. The oimer and the shtei alechem are done during the day, not during the night. So we cannot learn oimer and shtei alechem from sukkah. Continues the Gemara, we're moving on to matzah now. Matzah v'chol machshirei odeichin es ha-Shabbos, divi Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says that preparing for matzah is doicha Shabbos. Minole lo Rebbe Eliezer, how does he know this? Ime oimer u'shtei alechem, shekein tzayrach kavoya. You cannot learn it from oimer u'shtei alechem because they are hektish. Ime lulav, shekein ton arba minim. You cannot learn it from lulav because it has four species. Ime sukkah, shekein heges b'laylo kebiyomim. Sukkah is a mitzvah that is done in the day and in the night. Elo gomar chamisha oso michag hasukkos. We learn out matzah from sukkah. In both of them it says tezvov, it says chamisha oso. Ma la'alon, in the same way as sukkah, machshirei odeichin es ha-Shabbos, afkan so to hear, machshirei odeichin es ha-Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, v'lichtoi v'rachmona b'matzah v'neisa hanach v'ligmar mineh. Why don't we just say that Machshirei Matzah is Doicha Shabbos and I learn the rest from here? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Ikel Mifrach, we can refute that. There's a unique property with Matzah the other mitzvahs don't have. Ma'ale Matzah Shekeine Heges, Benoshim, Keba Anoshim. That unlike other mitzvahs, Oimer Shtei Alechem, Lulav Sukkah, They do not apply to women, only to men, because they are a mitzvah sasei shehazman groma, and any mitzvah that's bound by time, women are potter. However, matzah is different, because whoever is chayev in the avera, in the is of eating chometz, which includes even women, is also chayev in the mitzvah of matzah. It's learned out from a posuk. And since the chayev in the mitzvah of matzah, that's a unique property of matzah, maybe that's why it's doicha Shabbos. Even preparing the matzah is doicha Shabbos, according to Ebeliezer. But you cannot learn from there to the other mitzvahs. Now, Tosfos points out that why are you saying that you cannot learn matzah from sukkah? Because sukkah is unique, that it's by night, unlike oimer and shtei alechem that are in the day, and lulav which is in the day. Well, matzah is also at night. The mitzvah of eating matzah is only at night. So why is that a pircha? Yoim teruah yeh lochem bayoim. The pasuk says, Yoim teruah yeh lochem bayoim afilu b'shabbos. The pasuk just says, Yoim teruah. It's the day where the shofar is blown. And the Gemara says it's only Yoim Afilu B'Shabbos. Yoim Teruah Yelochem. It says that Rosh Hashanah is a day when the shofar is blown. It says Yoim, B'Yoim Afilu B'Shabbos. By day, any day it is, even if it's Shabbos. And then let's see, what do we need a pasuk to tell me that you can blow the shofar on Shabbos? Ulamai, what's the pasuk teaching us? Ilei melitkia, is it teaching us that you're allowed to blow a sound of a shofar on Shabbos? Hatana de Beis Shmuel, we learnt in the Beis HaMedrash of Shmuel, kol meleches avoido lo yisasu. On Shabbos you're not allowed to do meleches avoido. When it's effort, exertion, it's a melocha. It has to be a type of avoido which is a melocha. And we know what the melochas are, we've learnt about them. The 39 melochas. Yotzeson excludes tkias shofar, blowing the shofar, or adias apas, and scraping away the bread from the walls of the oven. Shehi chochma. It takes a certain level of wisdom to do it. Ve'ein melocha, but it's not considered a melocha. So on Shabbos, it's not a melocha. It would be mutter to blow the shofar or to remove the bread from the oven. So why do I need a pasuk to say, Yom Terua, blow the shofar even on Shabbos? Of course I can blow the shofar. I don't even need the mitzvah of shofar to blow the shofar. I can blow the shofar whenever I want, biblically speaking. Elon HaMachshirin, it must be the pasuk is telling me that even in preparing the shofar, that maybe Chilul Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, and that's the source according to Ebeliezer. V'Rabbonon, what do the Rabbonon do with this word, Yom Terua? Hahu miboyle b'yom v'loy b'layla. I need it to tell us that you can blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah only in the day. You cannot blow the shofar at night and be yetzer your mitzvah of tkias shofar. Rebbe Eliezer, how does Rebbe Eliezer know if he uses the word yoim afilu b'shabbos for machshirei shofar, then how does he know that b'yoim and not b'layla? B'yoim v'lo b'layla minole. Says the Gemara, nafkele mi b'yoim ha-kippurim tarviru shofar b'chol arzechem. We know it's b'yoim v'lo b'layla, as it says, the shofar has to be blown in the day, and it's in the day, not in the night. The Gomri mehadodi, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that all the blowings of the shofar in the month of Tishri, which includes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they're all similar, and therefore all of them are just by day, and all of them are doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara of Lichte Brachmana b'Shofar v'Leisu Hanoch v'Ligmru Minei. Let it just tell us with Shofar that Machshirei Shofar Doicha Shabbos, and we'll learn all the rest from Shofar. Says the Gemara, no. Mitkias Shofar de Rosh Hashanah leka lemigmar. You cannot learn from the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah because it has a very unique property. Shekein Machneses Zichroinu Yisrael Yisrael l'Aviyem Sheba Shemaim. It's the power of the Shofar that brings all the merits and all the Schusim of Klal Yisrael to the heavenly courts on Rosh Hashanah. And that's a very unique property that's unique to Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. And maybe that's why the Torah allows us to override Shabbos even in preparing the Shofar. But you cannot learn from there to all the other mitzvahs. Mitkias Shofar Yom HaKippurim leka lemigmari. You cannot learn either from the Shofar of Yom Kippur, the Omar Mar, Tiku Beizin Shofar, Niftur Avodim Lebatem, Vesodois Choizois Lebalein. There's a unique property with the Shofar of Yom Kippur, which is, and we're here we're talking about the Shofar that was blown on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the 50th year in the Shemitah cycles, and that Shofar, what it did was, it sparked the Yovel halachas, and they are that all land gets returned to their original owners, all slaves get released, and that's a very unique property to the Shofar of Yom Kippur, And therefore, we cannot learn from there that other mitzvahs also, preparing them is doicha Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, how did we even get into this sugya of machshirei mitzvah doichin Shabbos from Rebbe Lezer in Mila? The Rebbe Lezer says that all the machshirei Mila are doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, we've just learnt now, and that's how we started the sugya. Loi lekol omer Rebbeleze machshir mitzvah doichin es haShabbos, and we need a unique source for each one. Well, what's the source that mitzvahs mila is doicha Shabbos, not mitzvahs mila itself that we're going to see in Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, but that machshirim mila is doicha Shabbos? Where do we learn that from? Mila v'chol machshirei or doichin es haShabbos divrei Rebbe Eliezer minolei l'Rebbe Eliezer ho. Where does he learn it from? Im ikul hu gomer. Are you going to try and learn it from Oymer Shtei Alechem, from Lulu, from Sukkah, from Matzah, Shofar, etc.? Kedom Rinon, we already said that each one has a unique Chumrah, so you cannot learn it from any of them. We need a unique source. V'oid, Ma lehanoch shekeinim ovar zmano botlo. There's one single Chumrah that goes through all the mitzvahs we mentioned that doesn't apply to Mila, and that is that you can only do it on the day you're supposed to do it. Oymer can only be done on the second day of Pesach, Shtei Alechem only on Shavuos, Lulav only on Sukkos, Shabbos, Sukkah only on Sukkos, Matzah, Shofar. However, when it comes to Mila, if you can't do it on the eighth day, you'll do it on the next day. You only do Mila once. And whenever you do it, you've done it. And therefore, there's another reason that you cannot learn from all those to Mila. Elo hainu tama. The reason is, hainu tama de Rebbe Eliezer, de Omar Kro, the source for Rebbe Eliezer, that machshire Mila adoicha Shabbos. De Omar Kro, ubayoyim hashmini yimel basar olosoy. You have to do the mitzvah of Bris Mila on the eighth day. Ubayoyim. Vafilu b'Shabbos, and even on Shabbos. And I don't need the pasuk to tell us that the actual bris mila you can do on Shabbos, because that's learnt out halacha l'Moshe miSinai. We have that as a tradition from Sinai, not that it's written in a pasuk. So this pasuk must be teaching us that even the preparations for mitzvahs mila, the machshirei mila, are doicha Shabbos. Asks the Gemara of lichtoy rachmona b'mila. Why don't we just say that machshirei mila doicha Shabbos and learn all the rest from mila? Says the Gemara, no, there's something unique about mila that you don't have anywhere else. Bisham the ikel mifrach, you can refute that. Ma lemila shekei nichrusu oleo shloishes brisois, that regarding bris mila, it says 13 times the bris, the covenant that the bris mila does between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Rambam lists them all out. And since there's a unique property of Mila that is 13 brisois, therefore we can understand that machshirei Mila are doicha Shabbos. But all the other mitzvahs we mentioned, you do not have this property, and therefore we cannot learn out from Mila, and that's why each and every mitzvah needs its own source. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.